Hello everyone. Welcome to Bat Chat episode 52.
Good morning!
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Now the number one question that's been on every American's mind this week. What are these bats chatting about?
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
I'm a bat. I am chatting.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Good morning to everyone listening in the morning. Like I said, episode 52. I'm Jake. I'm, of course, joined by Abe.
Hi.
And Joel.
Hey.
I feel like we haven't done a proper intro in a while, but before we actually get started, I do have to make a formal apology. It was brought to my attention that I kind of a massive error was made on the last podcast when I was discussing the children's safety group.
Oh, no.
It is not safety patrol. Or no, it is safety patrol, not safety squad.
That doesn't seem like a major error worthy of apology, unless there was some kind of...
A lot of people were upset.
Some particular nagging party that were to make it seem like it was.
I don't know who, but it was an anonymous Bat Chat tip line. So I wanted to clarify that. Safety patrol, not safety squad.
Interesting.
Nonetheless, we're just happy to accommodate our beautiful listeners.
If I was them, I would have gone for the alliteration, but I guess I'm just different.
Perfecto.
Yeah, Abe, not everyone can be as perfect as you.
That's what I'm saying. No one can be as passionate about safety as I am.
Abe, you are, like, the best at safety. Like, you never get hurt or injured or have anything bad happen to you ever, right?
Nothing bad has ever happened to me, famously. I am... basically God's favorite son. No pain has ever been inflicted, no sorrow. I am completely mentally copacetic. I do not need to outlet all of my pain and sadness into operating a soundboard and voice changer and putting all of that mental energy into a podcast that nobody listens to so that I don't have to think about the direction where my life is going. That's not happening.
Yeah, no.
Well, yeah, of course. I think that's obvious to anyone listening.
You're just
back
a beautiful boy.
Back! Be gone!
If you're so much stronger than I am, you can do this without the horrors of drugs.
I know.
You're just this so is, mentally strong, Abe.
This
you
is
keep
my
keep yourself drug. Safe.
That's the thing.
Podcasting is a drug.
That's true.
It's kind of like a runner's high.
I get goosebumps every time I hit the...
Every time I put on my broken headphones and set up my $30 mic from Amazon, I get goosebumps.
Yeah. I just know it's like lighting up the fucking pipe one last time.
Yeah. What the fuck? I hope no one,
Abe's
you know,
lighting the,
I hope no one
lights the pipe with
I hope
thermite.
Everyone's got their volume adjusted.
Yeah. Adam's gonna be screaming at his car radio, just begging for it all to stop.
I'm smoking on that ass. I'm smoking that straight shit.
Speaking of smoking straight shit, Abe, I think you said you had an experience this morning.
Oh yeah, this is another
this is listeners.
Another example of how awesome and swimmingly my life is going. So I went to the Warwick Mulberg gym today, and got my pump on. It was arm day, so I was feeling a little fatigued. Got some Chick-fil-A afterwards, as you do.
Of course.
But there's been like a little bit of a problem where due to the frigid Chicago temperatures these past couple weeks, the door to my garage has warped to the point where it has become extremely difficult to open and close. So I usually gotta like throw my body into it to like push it in to get in into it.
You throw it back into it, like
I throw back into it like I'm a fucking linebacker. And so when I got back from the gym, you know, it was arm day, and I could not muster the strength to open my garage door today, so I just kind of sat in my car defeated and ate my Chick-fil-A in my car in my dark garage. Until I felt like I was, like recuperated enough to give it another try.
My God.
Sometimes you gotta cry it out over a chicken sandwich to really bring yourself, like, ground yourself.
Yeah, it's like fucking, I was like stuck in basically like a human crab trap. Like, it's only one way in, no way out. Except I realized after the fact that I could have just opened, like, the carport, like, door and just gone around, like, the alley. But I didn't want the door to beat me.
Yeah, it's one of those testimonials to, like, the strength of human nature to, you know, that of machines or technology.
It's true. Like, yeah, I don't need the automatic garage door opener. I am man. We were just, you know, we just channeled the spirits of the cavemen, like, before we started recording, and I feel like, you know, that's really recuperated me and both my damaged mental state. Yeah, it was also just, like, not a good time at the gym, too. They got this, like, new trainer who's, like, really aggressive. I was doing curls for a little while, and the guy, he came over, like, in front of me and started pushing down on the weights. And you know, it's like, all right, I guess, like, trying to help me out, that's fine. But then he like, shouts in my face. He shouts, "You can't get hot dogs without putting a little mustard on it."
Oh, fuck.
It's like, come on.
That doesn't even make sense. Yeah, you can.
Come on, man. Yeah, I've eaten many plain cold hot dogs in my day.
Fucking ketchup. Awesome. Yeah, you don't need the
mustard. Is that a challenge?
Great, but you don't need it.
Well, I think, you know, this is Chicago, baby. You can't put no ketchup on a hot dog.
Yeah, but then you're putting pickles and shit.
Yeah, and fucking, and like, onion. Little pepperoncinis.
Mm. I love a Chicago dog.
Yeah, I would obliterate that right now.
I could eat like 1,000 hot dogs right now.
So, do you think this guy wants you to eat a hot dog in front of him to
wants
prove?
To fuck me?
That's kind of what I thought.
No,
wants me to sexually eat a hot dog.
That's not where I was necessarily going with that. But how does that sound fit that? Is that
it's
like,
going to be A's
is that you
balls.
Getting clowned?
I don't know. I still don't really know the keybinds all too well, so I'm just kind of guessing for half of these.
That's going to be the sound of your balls.
And that's going to be the sound of my fucking butt afterwards.
Yeah, when you said he was being aggressive, I thought you were going to say he, like, smacked you on the ass or something. Like,
no, a lot of them do kind of touch me little longer than I would like. I will say, like, you know, a lot of times, like, putting, like, hands on you to, like, straighten out your back or whatever, it's like, I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be, like, talked to in the gym. I want to just enter and leave in shame. Like, I'm not there to make friends or to be touched or felt or groped in any way. I just want in and out, do my thing, get my Chick-fil-A and go home.
Abe, you're just such a beautiful boy. They can't help themselves.
They just can't keep their paws off of me, dude.
There's a lot
of slap ass?
Oh.
They're not slapping ass, per se. It's more kind of like caressing, touching.
I mean, if they might as well go all in if they're going to do it at all.
Yeah, they caress me to correct my form.
They just, like, come in, they, like, caressing. Get their mouth right next to you and, like, Abe. Your back needs to be a little more erect. They feel your waist, and they make sure that you're nice and straight.
It's like when you're Like when you're like fucking flirting with a girl, teaching her how to putt putt, like getting behind, like touching, like holding the barbell.
Let me help you with
no,
that.
No, lift it like this. See,
you're such a strong boy, Abe.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's probably encouraged by Mark. I think he probably meant for that to be the case.
Yeah, he definitely like it's in the fucking gym's masthead. He wants like everybody to feel like they want to be warm and caressed. And also, I feel like you get a better pump too when you're working out like half chub.
Absolutely, dude.
I got like testosterone pumping through my veins because of all these compliments and nice touching.
It's like growth hormones straight to the bloodstream. I feel like a prized bull just being birthed every day. And it's slowly being grown for the ultimate slaughter.
A prized bull?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm ready to, and I tell you what, Joel, I'm ready to mate. ever being at that gym long enough, I'm primed and ready.
That's why they're touching your lower back. They're just like, this man needs a little caressing. We need to get help him along a little bit.
I'm ready to drop some A1 seed.
Is that the goal of like the Wahlberg gym? Is like just to get. Just to kind of like create kind of like a farm of human breeders.
Yeah, premium quality steers. I'm basically like basically the Wagyu beef of humans.
There's not enough kids that want to work these days. We need to get them in the gym and we need to get them big.
We gotta turn them into pack mules. We gotta turn them into longhorns.
They're trying to turn you into the ultimate construction worker. It's like they're just forcing you to lift with your back to the point where your back just doesn't feel it anymore, and then you're just unstoppable.
I just become numb to all the pain in my body. I feel nothing except the pump and the touch and the caressing. That's where I become immune to pain, so now I can hyper focus on loving touching. Loving caressing.
I only love the highest highs and the lowest of lows.
That way, you know, any sort of like loving touch and caressing, it just feels all the much better. All my important senses are heightened and all the ones that inhibit me are dampened.
I mean, it makes sense.
I think so. I concur. Nah, damn, it makes me want to go back to the gym now.
Yeah, we should have a live bat chat gym day where they can just see me dripping sweat from like just doing some push-ups.
Maybe we could drop that as like as some premium content. You know, people pay $5 and for my gym documentary, and I just wear a GoPro to the gym, and you can see how much I get yelled at and touched.
We'll get you some like glasses with the camera on it. We need it, you know, the most raw footage we can get, so they can't know they're on camera.
Yeah, it's gotta be sincere. It's gotta be authentic. You know, maybe if anything, well, maybe since you know we're in audio format, I could just like slip like I can keep my phone in my pocket with like voice memo on. And just you can just hear like you can hear like when my like pants tighten.
The rubbing, it's just a bunch of rubbing.
It's just an hour of just rubbing.
Jesus Christ.
It's like an ASMR bit.
Oh my God. Oh, jeez. I mean, damn it, no.
Chat, we love rubbing. We love some really rough rubbing.
I have a worm in me.
Dude, yeah, that kind of fits. For real. Ugh.
All right. Do you guys have anything to talk about? Because I have something, if not.
I mean, I have that story that we can tell, but we can also save that for another time.
Wait, which story?
The fan fiction I was going to have us, like, script out.
Oh. We could do that.
It doesn't matter. We can also save that for another time.
No, my segment we can do a different episode.
Well, we can also do mine with a different episode.
I want a fan fiction.
All right.
Yeah, let's do the fan fiction.
All right, guys. So, the rules with this fan fiction are that you're not allowed... Okay, well, first, I'm going to assign roles. So I'm gonna say, Joel, you are Mother Nature.
Oh, that's so fitting.
Jacob, you are the oops. Uh-oh, hang on. Joel or Jacob, you are the Minions.
What the fuck? What the fuck is this?
And I will be I'll be the narrator / snow miser.
What the fuck is this?
This is a little something I stumbled across. Again, you're not allowed to ask where I got it. Here, let me know if you guys can get this.
Oh, what Lord, did I? Oh, what the fuck is this? Oh, fuck.
And I'm not going to read, like, the first, like, kind of, like, the abstract at the top. The title of this fanfiction is Snow Miser's Desperation.
What the fuck? Wait, where is it?
Oh my god.
I just sent it in the chat.
Oh.
The fuck, Abe?
Oh god.
All right, we gotta do it.
Alright.
I can't keep from waiting.
It was a chilly afternoon at the ice castle. Snow Miser, I guess, hang on, a little bit of background. Everybody knows, you know, I know Christmas is over, but everybody knows Year Without a Santa Claus and the classic character of Snow Miser. But I think what's also, what's really important about this story, too, is Snow Miser's signature set of double doors that he has in his castle. He has a big set of double doors in his castle, so that's really important to the story. It was a chilly afternoon at the ice castle. Snow Miser was sitting on his throne as usual. He was drinking apple juice at the time. A few minutes later, he had to use the bathroom. He got up from his throne and walks over to the double doors at the back of the room. Snow Miser walks up to them and reaches the handle, but the doors didn't open. Snow Miser was furious because those doors are never allowed to be locked, ever.
I fucked up with the script reading.
Hey, who locked the double doors? The minions looked at him as if they didn't know why the doors won't open either. One of his minions walks up to him and salutes.
We didn't lock them, sir. You know we will never do that.
Then why aren't they opening?
I don't know, sir. We haven't even been near them all day.
Snow Miser looked at him with a nervous look. He really needed to find out why the doors aren't working. Well, let's figure it out fast, because I have to take a leak.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Just hang in there.
Snow Miser walks back to his throne while he waits for his minions to fix the doors. An hour has passed, and the doors are still not opening. Snow Miser was getting very uncomfortable. He started to cross his legs together to keep control. Are the doors fixed yet, boys?
No, sir, but we think we know why they aren't opening.
Jacob, I'm sorry. If we could break the salute, Jacob, I'm not really feeling it. Can you enchant me a little bit with like a voice of sorts?
Oh,
Jake, I thought you were the minions.
Is this like the minions from Despicable Me, or is it like a different type of?
I don't know when the last time you watched Year Without a Santa Claus was, but Snow Miser has basically smaller versions of himself that assist him in song and dance.
Okay, so you want me to sound like you, or...?
Try to sound like me.
Alright, where was I again? Okay, leave
me... Are the doors fixed yet, boys?
No, sir, but we think we know why they aren't opening.
That's perfect. Oh, it's perfect. Snow Miser gets up from his throne and walks over to them. Why aren't they working?
Someone glued them shut.
What? But who would do that?
I don't know, sir, but we are going to try our best to get the glue off the doors.
Well, hurry up, because I don't know how much longer I can hold it. The minions immediately got started to try and the glue off the doors. Another hour has passed, and still no luck. Snow Miser could feel the urine inside his bladder, and it was hurting him. Well, any luck?
Sorry, sir, but this glue is so strong. I looks like Gorilla Glue.
Oh my god. Soon Snow Miser felt a little bit of pee run out of him. His minions wouldn't get the doors open in time, so Snow Miser came up with a plan. He asked one of his minions to bring his phone over, and he called his mother, Mother Nature. Mother Nature answers the phone almost immediately, and she appears on the screen.
Snowflake, how are you? Is everything okay, dear?
See, now that's an actor right there.
Okay, whatever, dude.
No, Mother, I'm afraid I'm not okay. I really need to pee, but my double doors are glued shut, and I don't know by who, and I can't wait anymore. So is there a way I can borrow yours?
Of course you can, dear. Hang tight.
Thanks, Mother dear. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, sweetie.
Mother Nature hangs up and immediately teleports Snow Miser to her place. Snow was outside her house on the grass. When Snow Miser was walking near the house, he came to a halt and felt another squirt come out. He was running out of time. He knew he wasn't gonna make it.
What the fuck?
Ah, damn it! No, no, no! Stop, please! After a few squirts, he gained control again, but he had to hurry. Snow walked as fast as he could to make it to Mother Nature's table in the garden, but after that, he couldn't move anymore. The pressure was just too much for him to handle. He leans against his mother's house and crosses his legs. Squirts of pee started to come out of him. This was his bladder. This was it. His bladder was giving up. Mother Nature walks outside and sees him unable to move any further. She walks up to him and places a hand on his shoulder.
Snowflake, it's okay. I don't want you to hurt yourself by holding it in. It can lead to kidney problems if you hold it any longer.
But, Mother, I don't want to go on myself. It's so embarrassing. Snow Miser was shaking with fear as he never peed himself before, and another flow of pee came out. God. And this time you can see a dark spot on his leggings. Oh. Ah! No, 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 no! Please stop! I can't pee myself!
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Mother Nature didn't know what else to do. The only option she had left was for Snow to go where he was at. She heard Snow moaning in pain as he struggled to hold it in.
Snowflake, there's nothing else I can do. The only option you have left is to just go right here.
What? On your territory? No, Mother, you never let us do that. Why are you letting me do it this time?
Because you have an emergency, and you can't hold it anymore. So just let it flow. Besides, with nature calls, you gotta answer. I won't look, I promise.
Snow Miser was bent down as another squirt flew out of him, and the spots on his pants got bigger. He knew he couldn't hold it anymore and had to let go. Okay, Mother. Arg. Can you turn around? I'm gonna go in my pants. I won't be able to get them off in time, and I don't like it when someone sees me do this.
Of course, dear. While you're taking care of that, I'm gonna go inside and get your clean clothes from the laundry room, okay?
Okay, thank you, Mother. Mother Nature walks inside, leaving Snow Miser outside so he can handle his relief. As soon as she did, Snow Miser stands back up and leans into the wall of the outside of the house and spreads his legs. And without warning, his bladder gave out completely. He felt the warmth of his urine running down his legs and onto the ground, leaving a puddle underneath him. He couldn't have felt any better. Oh my goodness, this feels so good.
What the fuck?
After 2 minutes, that felt like hours, Snow was finally done, and he looked down and saw the puddle underneath him. He steps over the puddle and walks inside Mother Nature's house. He still had a relieved look on his face.
Are you feeling better, Snowflake?
Oh my god, so much better, thank you, Mother. I'm so sorry for the mess, I promise I'll make it up to you.
You don't need to worry about it, dear. I'm just glad you feel better.
Mother Nature gave Snow his clean clothes, and he went to the bathroom to wash up and put his clean outfit on. Mother Nature walks outside and sees the puddle that was created. She was surprised to see so much on the grass, but it never bothered her. Snow Miser comes out of the bathroom and walks outside and stands next to his mother. Again, I'm sorry, Mother, for this.
Oh, Snowflake, like I said, don't worry about it, dear. I'm not bothered by it. The sun will soak it up.
What the fuck?
Nods. I set my wet clothes in the washer for you.
Oh, thank you, dear. I will wash them right now for you.
Snow Miser was glad that she wasn't mad about what had happened. I mean, why would she be? She was more worried about Snow Miser's health than the mess.
I love you, Snow.
I love you too, Mother dear, and thanks for your help.
Of course, dear. Anytime.
The end.
What a magical story. Oh my god.
So, I have a couple thoughts on the script we just read.
What the fuck?
One, it was that it was clearly, like, written in great haste, because there was, like,
yeah.
Not a single comma in the thing.
It fucked me up so many times, just, like, realizing I was supposed to break the sentence off or what. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, so clearly it was a rush job. Somebody had the thought and was like, I need to get this on paper right fucking now. I needed to write this story that's in my head.
Do you think it's like someone's dream, like journal or something? Like they woke up and they had to write it down, like before.
What do you think in the dream? Do you think they're Snow Miser or Mother Nature?
I would say Snow Miser.
Gotta be Snow Miser. They gotta be Snow Miser.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why
because he's the only consistent character.
Yeah, and that's probably why they were in haste because you know they had to piss really bad.
Do you think like they peed themselves in their like? In their bed while having this dream.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And they needed an excuse to tell to their girlfriend.
This person is an adult with a girlfriend.
They need an excuse. The excuse being, Snow Miser must have teleported in here and peed his pants on while standing on our bed.
Yeah, exactly.
I use that
one all the time.
Jesus Christ. I was like, I think it was a really well done story. I think I only have a couple questions. And maybe you can help me because you've probably reviewed this more than
once. Yeah, I studied the tomes.
if Mother Nature, two things. I want to know what villain super glued.
Yeah, we never get an answer.
It leaves it open for a sequel, which I like.
It's open to interpretation. Easy answer is Heat Miser, but I feel like it might be something more nefarious.
But it's also interesting because why? Yeah, I don't know. Why would Heat Miser? You know, obviously they don't get along, but like, is he really gonna force this man to the brink of death? You know what I mean? They're brothers, right? Like they're not gonna kill each other. This almost seemed like a joke gone too far.
I mean, is not being able to access your castle bathroom on the brink of death? Because
according to this, it seemed like it was a life or death.
Because I feel like
they mentioned kidney failure.
Because if it was me in that scenario, I feel like I would have just kind of like, if I really had an emergency, I would have just gone in the corner of my house rather than calling my mommy and having her teleport me to her house.
Dude, maybe this is some like convoluted plot from a lonely mother who just really wanted her to, like, you know, feel like she had her boy again.
She's like, oh, I miss...
That would explain why the minions are in this, too.
I miss changing my...
Because moms love minions.
I miss changing my baby's diapers so much. I just wish that he would pee his pants for me one time.
Yeah. Dude.
Well, that's another... That leads me to another question I had. And, you know, I get that this is a fantastical world we're dealing with magic and stuff like that. But if Mother Nature could teleport him from his ice castle to her, like her yard, why didn't she just teleport him directly to her bathroom?
I'm so glad that you said that because it was actually it was Flannery that stumbled across this story because we were having We were having late night pillow talk about You're Without a Santa Claus. And so we read this story together and, you know, like talked about it for a little while, and then we like went to bed, and about like 5 minutes after like of silence, like after going to bed, she just shouts out, "Why the fuck didn't she just teleport her on the other side of the double doors?"
But it's true. It doesn't make any sense. It's almost like Mother Nature wanted him to piss her so she'd get that satisfaction.
Yes, dude. She was the one who led this plot all along.
That's true. Oh, man. Really, you guys are really unlocking something that it...
Oh, it, and who do you think? And who do you think glued the
I
door?
I was just
going
to say, it never crossed my mind, because you go to... When you're thinking about Snow Miser's enemy, you usually think the Heat Miser, or possibly even the Clauses, those clauses up at the North Pole.
Foul Clauses.
However, you would never suspect his own mommy to do something like this just so that she can see him wet. Just
like that's disturbing.
I would also like to point out the fact, I didn't realize this initially, but that this story is written by S. Miser 76.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I did notice
and
that.
And this is the only fan fiction that they have published.
They made an account just to do this.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes lightning only strikes once, you know what I mean?
Oh, Lord, do I.
That's true. Yeah, some of the greatest novels of our generation, of our time, are in the human race are just one-offs, you know? People just can't do repeats, or some people are just obsessed with perfection after you like happen to stumble across it the first time, you know? Or maybe it's the real Snow Miser, and he actually is writing this story POV.
Oh my gosh!
Somebody shut my double doors, and I need help investigating this.
Holy shit!
So he's kind of sending this story out there in case anybody goes. Like he kind of exposes themselves. You think this is like what he's trying to do?
Maybe he's like, go ahead.
He might be like fishing for help. Maybe.
Maybe it's like calling all sleuths, help me find out who shut my double doors.
Yeah, I'm still have to piss. Like, imagine a situation like this. Wouldn't that be terrible? Someone please help me.
Yeah, it's like, here's the night exactly how it played out.
Can I message this guy? I'm worried about him.
Is there a way for us to talk to him? Yeah, like, can we contact this person and get them on the podcast with the chocolate milk guy?
I don't know. I mean, oh man, make them
like a double episode.
Tell them both that we're getting them on for an interview, and then just put them in a Zoom call with each other. It's like calling two pizza places and making them talk to each other, except
yeah,
much fucking better.
Yes, they're way cooler and more importanter.
More importanter.
The streets need this one.
I like the tags on it too are hurt / comfort and family.
Those are the tags. Hurt.
Hurt / comfort. God.
Yeah, I'm gonna be reading my family. This is a bedtime story for the rest of my life.
Joel's children will be raised on this story. Well, your dad doesn't tell you the story about Snow Miser pissing his pants. Oh, that was the other thing. That was the other thing I thought of.
A big tome.
What kind of pants does Snow Miser have? Like, does he not have a fly?
It said that he was wearing leggings. So he thought about that. The author thought about that.
But why couldn't he just flip his dick out over the
just flop it out
the leggings and just like yeah just. Just take, just pull your pants down like a few inches.
Well, in my experience,
and piss without.
In my experience, sometimes when you're doing the over the top method, whenever you're wearing something like basketball shorts or sweatpants or the like, I sometimes experience that the waistband will kind of like put my dick and balls in like a chokehold, and
yeah,
might like
okay.
Interrupt my stream.
Yeah, I've definitely found this.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if you were so desperate to relieve yourself, you know, don't you think you'd take that risk?
That's true, yeah. So it is like, you know, you have on one hand Mother Nature, who I'm almost certain at this point after Jacob, your revelation, that she is the door gluer. She probably used some sort of natural glue, like it was like fucking, maybe it was like sap or something.
Ooh, pine tar.
That, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why the minions struggled so hard, because it wasn't what they were expecting.
Yeah,
they'd never experienced this glue.
They went to fucking Home Depot and got some like fucking hardcore like epoxy dissolver, but it just, you know, it wasn't doing the trick.
Well, and it also makes you wonder, you know, could. Because who else could get that far into the ice kingdom's lair, you know, than his own mother? Because she can teleport, right? Because I'm sure he has guards.
That's true.
He has minions walking around. They would surely report
if somebody,
you know, heat miser about especially his lair.
The double doors that are adjacent to the throne room. Like, I mean, there's no way you're getting into the depths of the castle so easily like that. Carrying the vast quantities of glue that you would need to do this to pull this job off. That's why when I first started reading this story, I thought it was going to go in the direction, I almost thought for certain that it was going to go in the direction of, it was the minions that had secretly glued his double doors, and they wanted Snowmiser to piss onto them.
Oh, God.
That makes sense.
Like, I thought it was going to go in, like, a nastier route instead of just kind of, like, the really sad route that it did go. Where it's like, you can use my mouth, sir.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Because when he had to pee, when I found out that was going to be the crux of this plot, I immediately was wondering.
Snowmiser's desperation.
Yeah. I was like, is this. So, like, are they going to, like, pee on each other? I immediately thought it was going to turn sexual.
I thought so too. But this is the least sexual story I've ever read.
No, I don't know how this would make anyone horny.
No, clearly this person, like, sex was the last thing on their minds while they were writing this. Clearly.
Even the nastiest pee freaks, I don't think, you know, I don't think that's going to get them going.
Especially because, you know? Like, when you search, Snow Miser, Heat Miser fanfiction, I assume. It's just the stories top to bottom, except for this one, are all just about women getting spit roasted by a Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
Oh, fucking God.
Like every single story. And so it was really kind of like a shock, honestly.
So in a way, this story's kind of beautiful because it doesn't follow those like norms
of
most fan fictions.
It's like I was going in to try to crank my hog, but I came out learning something about myself, learning something about family and love.
Yeah, with tears welled in my eyes.
Yeah.
This is a struggle I can understand. We've all had to pee that bad. We've all been brought to the point of pissing ourselves in front of our mother.
I know, we've all had to be teleported to mommy's house so you can pee on her front lawn.
Or couldn't she teleport him on the other side of that door, too? Like, this is why I think it's almost obvious that it was Mother Nature who set this up.
Yeah, she could teleport him anywhere. She could teleport him into 1,000 bathrooms across the world.
Let me tell you, I bet if she had teleported him on the other side of the wall, that door, he would have seen fingerprints. Grubby, little, mother-shaped fingerprints.
Green
fingerprints. What is a mother-shaped fingerprint?
You know what, Joel? I mean. They're in the shape of a heart. Every mother has a heart-shaped fingerprint.
That's right.
Interesting.
There's a little bit of love chalked up in there.
It's probably a bunch of. She probably leaves like leaves everywhere she goes, and like burned
mud shit. Yeah.
Burned shit.
Yeah.
Why does she leave burned?
Because she's Mother Nature, so I imagine her with like birds flying around her head.
Oh, I thought you said burned shit.
Or like burned shit.
Like someone like lit little bags of poop and like throw them around his place.
That's also something that's found in nature.
Yeah, I mean, wildfires happen, man.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, the shit gets burned too.
I mean, that's just, you know, another one of nature's most beautiful fucking mysteries. Oh, that's also, okay, so Mother Nature, I guess it's like, I'm a little confused about where Mother Nature's powers start and end, because obviously she has control over nature, but she can also, like, teleport and stuff, and teleport other people. Yeah. And so I was wondering, like, since, like, I guess you could say, like, peeing is natural, right?
Yeah.
So
I would agree with that.
Does she have, like, control over pee? Like, kind of like an Avatar waterbender?
Excellent thought. I thought the same thing.
She could have just sucked the piss right out of him.
Jesus Christ, dude. Oh my god. What the fuck? So many better ways to put that.
Yeah, she could have just emptied his fucking hose.
She could have drained his dragon.
Why didn't she just drink it?
Joel's such a freak, dude. Joel's freak. Joel a freak for real, man. Joel freaky as hell, cuz.
I'm just speaking on what everyone's thinking. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, God.
Joel is the voice of the listener.
I mean, everyone just, you know, just drain it. Come on. The fuck's wrong with
just drain my dragon.
We gotta come up with like some bat chat, just drain it.
Drain it. It's like an ass silhouette just of Snowmiser.
Just drain.
Yeah, it's just Snowmiser getting drained by Mother Nature.
Snowmiser with wet pant.
Yeah, it's just like a wet, big circular stain.
Oh, we can sell
like permanently wet.
Yes,
pants.
That's what I was just thinking. Like, you purposefully have a piss stain on the pants already.
Did you say, Jacob? Did you say permanently wet?
Yeah.
How? I mean, does this technology exist?
It's actually very simple.
Run me through
the way I think you would. So there's a few ways you could go about this.
Do I need, what kind of chemicals
depending
do
on
I
where
need?
Material, depending on where material sciences go in the next decade, we could see which way we really is better economically. The easiest, most practical way to have permanently wet pants is you have a pair of pants and then some sort of pumping system attached to a external bladder device that you could fill with whatever liquid you want, and this pumps through hoses and the pumping system. The whatever you want, any fluid really, into the area where you want to apply it. So in this case, if you want to simulate a piss stain into the crotch of the pants.
Trying to simulate a piss stain while wearing like white jeans and using Mountain Dew Code Red as your liquid. Like, I'm pissing.
I'm pissing blood. Oh god.
But I think that's only fair to the customers to allow them to pick. Their
fluid. Of course.
Yeah.
Now, let's get into the drawbacks of this model, shall we, Joel? So, drawbacks are obvious. You're going to have to keep refilling this bladder, right? And if you don't do it in time, people are going to catch on. Hey, wait a minute. Those aren't permanently wet.
Hey, why isn't this guy still pissing?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, that's one of the drawbacks.
He stopped pissing now, after 2 minutes. This doesn't make any sense. That doesn't happen.
It'd be too obvious, right? Now, if we were to devise some sort of chemical compound that we could soak jeans in, that instead of moisture wicks, actually absorbs constant moisture from the air around you, in order to keep the pants wet.
Reverse dinkies.
This would have to be applied to the crotch area as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I don't mind that idea. Like, you almost have like a... The pants are like a heat exchanger. They're constantly making themselves cold so that the water in the air condenses to them. So it's always making them wet again.
It's like when you wear... It's like on a hot summer day when you, like, wear a wet bandana to stay cool, you know?
Yeah.
Where you just wear some, like, white jeans... Or wet jeans.
With Mountain Dew Code Red.
Yeah, I was also thinking, like, maybe you have, like, a designated storage baggie that you provide fluid with, and it's just... That's what you have to store the pants in. So... And like, you know, we can sell the solution that you're like, because obviously it's like gonna all dry away. The baggie's not gonna stay full forever, but maybe it'll last like, you know, a week or two. So then they can buy some more fluid, fill the baggie again. And you just keep, you know, rinse, repeat.
So kind of like how when you get like the Swiffer wet. Like mops, you know?
Yeah.
The wet heads are kept in like a case that are like filled with the cleaning liquids.
Yeah, exactly.
So they just stay constantly soaked. Mm-hmm. You're saying we could do the same thing with pants?
Yes. I think this might be a pretty good model.
Yeah, this is huge. This is we're coming through on a breakthrough of science here, gentlemen.
Think, the more fluid that you're shipping them with, the higher the weight of the product's going to be, the more you're going to get paid by shipping. You know, then third-party selling. Like, people, they can buy the pants, one-time purchase, but they gotta keep buying your fluids.
They gotta just keep buying jugs and jugs of fluids.
We got all sorts of fluids, lots of different options. You can all fill the bag with your own fluids, but we don't recommend that you use our baggies, because we'll just make up some bullshit reasoning.
Don't you dare try to soak it in. Maybe this is where we get the material scientist on, is if we can develop a type of pants that it has to stay constantly soaked, or else it fucking disintegrates. And also, if you try to soak it in anything except for our patented soaking fluids, then it also will disintegrate on contact.
That makes sense, yeah.
Your $200 pants will turn into fucking dust in your hands. They got too dry.
That's gotta be, like, the most streetwear thing I've ever heard. Like, nothing screams, like, I have money, like, my $200 pair of pants can just fall apart if I don't treat them right.
Just turn to ashes in the wind. I'm riding fucking commando. It's, like, 96 degrees. I'm at the beach. In my wet jeans.
Oh my god.
And all of a sudden the evaporation, it becomes too much, and my jeans just blow away like cherry blossoms in a Japanese spring.
It's like a new way of fucking edging. Like, I know that any moment my pants would just be gone.
Your pants blow away in like a Kung Fu Panda style, like very heartwarming scene.
Like Master Oogway. Revealing your rock
hard dick, and you immediately bust. Freehand.
That might get us in trouble.
Well, we can't control what people are going to do with the pants. Yeah. That's just, but we can have that as be like the commercial.
Oh, that's the commercial. Just a guy busting.
Just a guy busting freehand at the beach after his pants blow away.
That's how we sell it?
Crisp autumn leaves.
Honestly, though, that is not much worse than like an average fragrance commercial. You know, like that really.
Yeah,
it's pretty much the same thing.
Fucking like showing like fucking Timothée Chalamet's like bare ass on a Louis Vuitton commercial.
Maybe we get Johnny Depp for the commercial.
Oh, Johnny Depp?
Because he's still canceled.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, I don't know if that's like the type of image that we want for our jeans. We want young and hip, you know.
Oh, like Tom Holland.
Yeah, we get Tom Holland.
What the fuck? Tom Holland.
Maybe we can get Drake.
Dude, Drake would be a great
Drake's
one.
Like, Drake's not young. He's like almost 40.
What do you mean? He's like, what do you mean? Drake is like 23. He's young at heart.
I like Post Malone. I think Post Malone would actually
or
be
like
down
Jack
to bust
Harlow
on screen.
No. Dude, I'm watching Degrassi right now, and Drake is still in high school.
Fine, we can have Drake do it only if he reprises the role of wheelchair Drake. From Degrassi. He's riding in his wheelchair and the pants disappear.
maybe that's how we get away with like censorship and everything, where we like
the wheelchair.
We show like his profile in the wheelchair and you just see like the cum shot like shoot out.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. 666. I think, alright, fine. I think either Drake or Tom Holland would be my two picks.
Yeah, I like those two. I mean, maybe together. Maybe we can shoot separate commercials and, like, crowd test them.
Maybe with Tom Holland, we also get Zendaya.
Are we going to do a women's version?
Well, yeah, of course. Like, I'm not going to.
Yeah, if
they squirt.
Everybody can wear pants, squirt. Yeah. Yeah, we can make for her version. It's the same exact ad. Yeah, then she squirts across the beach.
I think we should use the same actors.
Or Tom Holland with a pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Holland with a pussy.
That'd be sick.
Best of both worlds.
I love how enthusiastic and innocent Joel sounded. That'd be sick. Tom Holland with a pussy, in quotes. That would be
Yeah,
sick.
Tom Holland with a pussy, and he's squirting on the beach.
Oh, he sells so many pairs of pants, dude.
Yeah, and his pants blow away like a dandelion.
He squirts.
It's everyone's wish.
Maybe, okay, so the commercial starts where there's, like, it keeps cutting back and forth between Tom Holland is at the beach, hot summer's day, 96 degrees. It keeps cutting back and forth between him and a younger version of Tom Holland frolicking through a meadow. He's skipping and dancing, and he picks a dandelion and blows on it, and then it fades into his jeans also blowing and scattering away in the wind.
And him able to piss freely in public without any hindering.
Yeah, he's closing his eyes because he's like, oh my god, I can pee outside again just like I could when I was a little kid. And I've recaptured my youth thanks to these jeans.
I think he'd love that.
And also he has a pussy and bush.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, yeah, they gotta have a bush like per like FCC or whatever, the television people. You gotta have a bush, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can have, like, the bush covering up. He has such thick bush that it covers up the pussy. So then we can put it on TV. We can put it on Nickelodeon.
Can you put bush on Nickelodeon?
Can you put bush on Nickelodeon? Interesting.
Can you Google that? Jamie, can you pull that up? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Mr. Delight.
Can you push bush on Nickelodeon? Okay. All right, yeah, here, we're going to find out. We're checking out right now, folks.
Oh, my God.
Show
bush. Oh, it autofilled.
Oh, sick.
What the fuck?
First Lady Jill Biden and Laura Bush help Nickelodeon...
Help
Nickelodeon launch civics-based animated series. So yes, you can put Bush on Nickelodeon. Show Bush on Nickelodeon.
Maybe it wouldn't be the first, it won't be the last to put Bush on Nickelodeon. Look up George Bush 9/11 Nickelodeon. I want to see if he made like an announcement to the kids.
Tom Holland's Tom Holland's Bush on Nickelodeon.
Look up George Bush 9/11 Nickelodeon. Did he say anything on Nickelodeon?
Here's George, our Reddit, r/ Mandela effect, George Bush on Nickelodeon.
This is relevant.
I remember a half hour bit of George Bush talking about 9/11 on TV when I was little. I swear it was broadcasted on Nickelodeon. I can't find anything remotely close to what I remember. I think it was several months after the event and may have included talk about the invasion of Afghanistan.
And are people saying it's fake or is it real?
People, nobody else seems to remember this. Could it have been a Nick News special?
Yeah, I was going to say probably Nick News.
Yeah, people are all saying I vaguely remember it on Nick News.
I kind of thought that was a thing.
Oh, here we go. Oh, wait. Oh, here we go. Nickelodeon explains 9/11 to kids from Movie Mom. Whoa. Movie Mom.
Oh, we might have to do a whole episode on
Movie Mommy? A parent's eye on media, culture, and values? Oh, God.
She's probably not.
This is so valuable.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Here's the, news.nick.com. What really happened? Oh, no!
They took it down. They took it down.
What really happened September 11th?
Oh, my God. They don't want us to know. They don't want an educated public.
Yeah, why are they scrubbing this from the internet?
Shook.
Hang on. Why are they trying to, like, hide this from us? Is this...
It's gotta be it, right?
I don't know. I'm almost afraid. Well,
let's see.
No!
It's on Facebook? Oh.
Of 9/11.
Oh, this is a modern
explaining what took
thing.
Place isn't easy. So here at Nick News, we want to give kids the opportunity to ask
what
any
the
questions
fuck?
They may have.
Why is September 11th so important?
On September 11th, 2001, the largest terrorist attack happened on American soil, and that's why it's an important day to commemorate.
What happened?
Two locations around...
Oh my god.
What happened?
This is fucked. This makes me feel scared.
In New York City and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. The fourth plane crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Can I learn about September 11th in school?
There are only a handful of states in the country that teach what happened, so we remember September 11th every year to honor the 2,996 people who died that day.
Did they say there's only a few states that observe teach 9/11? The 20th
anniversary Did they say of 9/11. That? What happened?
Yeah.
So we remember a plane crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Can I learn about September 11th in school?
There are only a handful of states in the country that teach what happened. So we remember this... September 11th every year to honor the 2,996 people.
That seems like propaganda, like or some
this
shit.
The country will observe the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
It's like these liberal ass schools aren't teaching 9/11.
I had a guy come and tell me that at work one day.
That's awesome.
So I guess he was right.
I mean, yeah, he's, according to Nickelodeon, news, he's dead right.
We want to give kids the opportunity to ask any questions they may have.
No.
Why is September 11th so important?
Yeah. Say, why?
On such an important day to Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
It just loops three times.
Soil, and that's why it's an important day to commemorate.
Wow.
We gotta find George Bush addressing Nick Two News. Locations.
I don't think he'd address Nick News. I just searched George Bush, Nick News. And if we can't find this, maybe we just do Joel's thing.
Yeah, we are running close to an hour.
I keep forgetting I have some of the hotkeys on the arrow keys. I was like playing, I was playing like a video game a little while ago, and I like hit like one of the arrow keys, and all of a sudden during the game it just started...
Oh my god. Nothing to get you in the mood, man.
Alright, yeah, I guess there's no...
This kid guy's just seeing things.
Huh.
Nick to Air Bush. Gore interviews.
I don't know, man.
Alright, well...
I think the summation here is that we can't put Bush on Nickelodeon. We will put Tom Holland's Bush on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, we're allowed to.
Yeah.
No one can stop me.
Alright.
Now we just gotta get Tom to agree.
Yeah, I feel like that's the easy part.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Alright, well, I want to thank everybody for listening. Joel actually has... he actually prepared something for to close off the episode.
You guys are gonna really.
But I want to thank everyone for listening.
I'm excited.
It's episode 53. If anyone can find that clip of George Bush talking on Nickelodeon, please send it to me because I feel like that was definitely.
Did you write this like r/Mandela Effect post?
Maybe. Maybe. I'm clear not the only one though. That makes me feel good.
Also, if anybody knows how to get in touch with Tom Holland, please also. Make that connection for us so that we can start getting going on this project.
All right, Joel, you're ready whenever you want to go, buddy.
I'm going to need Abe to put the music on because I think that's what will work best for...
Oh, yeah. Do you need to email me something?
No, it's just One Dance by Drake. Oh.
All right, cool. Here, I'll let's see. Sure, I'll share my screen again. I also, while I'm searching this up, I've kind of like been thinking a lot of parallels between the story that we read and fucking my situation in the garage this morning.
Actually, yeah, I thought you were gonna say 9/11.
Not 9/11. No, but like if I really had to pee, I would have had a snow miser type situation on my hands. I wouldn't have known what to do.
I don't think Flannery can teleport people either.
I've asked her to several times, and do you want the instrumental or the vocals, Joel?
Instrumental.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just going to do a Bat Chat themed instrumental behind Drake.
All right, you ready?
Fuck yeah. All right, guys. All right. I love you, Bat Chat.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
Wait, I can't hear it.
Is it still loading?
Oh, god damn it.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck yeah. Baby, I like your style. Shitting out ways, front way, back way. Only when Kiefer's displayed, Jake never pays, no matter what he say. Otis never gets to play. BC, BC, never much love for the boys on BC. We just want to feel love from BC. I may, I pray. I need a one glance from Mark if he gets a chance. One more time if he's a hoe. One more crime for my homies. I need a one glance from Mark if he has a chance. One more time if I'm a hoe. One more crime for my homies. Jakey, I love your style. Strength and guidance. My toilet seeing some violence. Need some help pushing by friends. This pain won't come to an end. My b-hole kind of slimy. I need some help wiping. My voice not replying. So I lay and keep crying. Now I need a one glance from Mark if he has a chance. One more time, I'll be his hoe. One more crime for my homies. I need a one glance from Mark if he has a chance. One more time, I'm his hoe. One more crime for my homies.
Oh my god, I was so wide up.
I'm fucking, this is awesome.
That was perfectly lined up.
From Mark if he has a chance. One more time, I'm his hoe. One more crime for my homies. We need a one glance from Mark if he has a chance. One more time, I'm his hoe. One more crime for my homies. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. Jesus, that was excellent.
Thank you,
yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
Reflecto.
There we go.
Boom. I do this for you guys. I love y'all.
Oh my god.
All
right,
thank you all for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
God bless you.
Bye.